Dustin, what do you expect from a Chicago team coming in with a little bit of struggles of their own right now?
Well, you know, them trying to, you know, turn things around and, you know, start getting ready for playoffs and making a, you know, getting everything back on, you know, the right side.
How different does the team look without Duncan?
I mean, they miss a key part, but, you know, they seem to find someone to fill that role pretty good every time. So, not expecting you know, anything less out of their team, and you know, someone's going to jump in and play his minutes.
There was so much talk after the last game about that the hit that you delivered on Stone. After a big hit like that, I mean, do you watch? Have you watched that hit? Yes. Do you ever watch your?
I have seen it. You know, that's hockey. It's, you know, if you take that out of the game, everyone might as well just, you know, put figure skates on. But, you know, I'm glad he's okay and everything worked out. But, you know, that's just the way hockey is.
For sure. I don't think anyone questioned that it was a clean hit from the beginning. But when you see like that, I guess, what's the first thing that goes through your mind when you're watching it? It's a pretty thundering hit.
I don't know.
Smile at all? Yeah.
I guess you take a little smile with it, you know. It's just, I don't know, that's, you know, something I like to do, so it's, I'm glad I finally got one.
Is there much reaction? Do you get a lot of texts from buddies or anything?
No, not really. You know, a couple of texts just saying, nice hit, you know, good job, and that's it.
Justin, is that the biggest hit in the last year for you when you look at the Kopitar one and even against St. Louis?
Yeah, I mean, that's... You know, you don't see too many of those, you know, guys, you know, coming with that much speed and getting down and head down. And, you know, he seen it right at the last second, but there was nothing he could do. It's, yeah, it's a solid one.
When you hit somebody that hard, Justin, are you wired to be prepared for the entire opposition to come after you, like, immediately?
Yeah, with the way the game is now, I think, you know, it doesn't even have to be that big of a hit sometimes, and you're going to get challenged, and, you know, that's part of the game, and, you know, all you do is, you know, hold your ground.
Do you enjoy going into a game like tonight? It's a team that's a playoff-bound team. They've got still a lot to play for. Does it bring a different intensity to the ice than maybe when you're playing against an opponent that is not in a playoff position?
It definitely helps the room and helps us get up for a game and not, you know, go out there and work as hard as we can and do our job and, you know, not try to get embarrassed out there and, you know, still show them that we can compete at, you know, a level and we deserve to, you know, have a playoff spot. But, you know, things haven't worked out that way.
Justin,